Last question, my question. Is there a timeline on the parking lot paving that was approved tonight? Well, the bid was, amount was approved tonight, but is there a timeline on that that you'd like to see?
I'd like to see no later than Thanksgiving when Waco quits paving.
I was gonna say, I thought we had a date that it had to be done by Halloween, I think.
Yeah, there's a date in the
I think it was like October 30th.
I remember you mentioned that in a previous meeting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a date in the bid.
Late October then.
Yeah.
So where are we on the bidding for the rest of the project?
Now that we have, you know, a number on the paving, we've got to put the, I'd spent time talking to PennBid since we last met, and we discussed how to do the a la carte formatting for the bid, and they're going to help us upload it, which actually they're available all the time to actually help us. I mean, that's what they do. They get paid to help municipalities upload these bids. So so I have all that worked out. So we just need to put dates to the balance of the work. So I'm thinking if we average, you know, if we put uploaded to PennBid this week, give it 30 days. Minimum. So when is your first meeting in September?
The 9th.
The 9th because of the holiday.
So do we want to give it the afternoon of the 9th and then we can review the bids at that meeting?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. My concern is completion of the project in reference to Election Day. Because we have items that are taking place in this room, and we wouldn't want to disrupt election activities. I don't know if we need to include a note about that, and maybe they either have to be done or stabilize and not be present for the, you know, the during the week of the election.
I mean, I think that's easy. Because the election is what, November?
I think it's the 4th.
I think it's November 4th.
So the county will bring equipment in on the 3rd and take it out on the 5th.
All right. And I can put language in there to work around those dates.
Thank you.
Yep.
And again, that kind of work. Are we going to see local people bid?
Not the first Tuesday or second?
Always the first Tuesday.
It's November 3rd, the election is.
So, you know, I've raised that question.
Yeah.
You know, and so I believe through the grant we have to use an acceptable bid platform in order to meet the needs of the bid?
No, we're not required to bid any other way than we must advertise either way, whether we're using PennBid or not using PennBid. But when they did the demonstration for us at the workshop at the last meeting, they said that they don't charge anyone to be on their platform. So the only person who pays is the person who wins the bid, and they pay a small amount. It averages like $500 for a small project like this. And they also don't have to do any of the delivery of the documents, and they don't have to do any of the copying of the documents that they normally do, because they produce everything through the system. And that they also, it's all done out in the open. So all the bidders have the same information at the same time, and that often the contractors actually like that.
So, yeah, I spent a good deal of time talking to PennBid about that. So they charge 1/3 of 1% to the successful bidder, which, like Waco, for instance, would amount to about just under $600, right? Anything that is awarded under $24,500, there's no charge at all. So, like, so when we talk about doing this a la carte, I'm going to batch them where they make sense. So, you know, like all the interior carpentry work will be lumped together, you know, the roofing will be a separate line item. They'll all be separate line items. So any bid that's less than $24,500, there's no charge to the successful bidder. It's only when it exceeds it, and it's 1/3 of 1%. So, on average, for this second round of bidding, you know, the scopes are going to be lower, so it's minimal charge. It could be anywhere from, $50 to
$100. I understand that. Still, I got people that I've spoke to that will not go on them. They just don't want to be bothered with it. So we're going to lose some of the local people, which is, I'm heavily against if we're going to start losing a lot of local people.
Yeah, just real quick. By the way, it's October 15th was in the bid for the paving.
For the paving?
For the paving, October 15th.
October 15th?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. They can do that right away, I guess, right? That'll be done in a matter of days, right?
No, it won't take long to do it.
Yeah.
Huh. John, is there any way of putting less of the advertisement in the newspaper? That last bid was $1,000.
Yes, because we're directing the no, if we're not using PennBid, but if we're sending them to PennBid.
I mean, if we're using PennBid, then we just direct people to, we keep it very, very short.
I mean, the last one you put in there was $1,000, and one before that was $1,000, just to the dispatch for legal advertising. Short and sweet.
Don't you have more than one legal newspaper?
Poke it on record.
Is that it?
I thought we had three.
That other one's still in business up in Holly?
I don't even know.
The News Eagle or whatever it was?
The Courier. Didn't we do the Courier too?
The Courier don't come out of that. Can't come out. Maybe it does.
It's weekly like the Dispatch.
Yeah.
Courier wants it the Friday before. Like if they publish it on Friday, they want it the
their
Friday
deadline is
that.
Earlier.
Yeah.
I
just think the legal advertisement, I mean, $1,000.
Yeah, I know we had that discussion previously that it was expensive.
And the state's talking about doing away with that.
Yeah, well, they've been talking about it.
Let's see if they really do it.
Yeah.
Complication with the contractors is not where they have to go to bid as much as that they have to be able to do certified payrolls. If they're not willing to pay prevailing wage and do certified payrolls, we can't use them on this project because of the funding source.
Right.
So, yeah, and that's, I think, really the issue. Like, a lot of the locals don't do that, right? So they're more than likely not going to use the PennBid system if they're not accustomed to doing that sort of work. Unfortunately, with the grant, we were obligated to meet that need, which I agree doesn't always get you the best price, but in this circumstance, we don't really have a choice.
It's the best price for our taxpayers.
Well, the best price is, it's money that we're not taxing, right? So, yeah.
Wow.
Sure. Only the gamblers have mounted.
Even if when we used to put it in the paper, even for local bids, we just put in there that we're bidding this project, and all the documents can be picked up at the township building.
Yeah, so I mean,
and if they're interested, they'll come and get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got friends of mine that do municipal work, and they pay the prevailing wage, but they won't go on PennBid.
So
they don't want to be bothered.
So PennBid, it doesn't cost you to participate, so you don't pay a fee.
Mm-hmm. Don't cost you to look at cars either. It's like
it's
a car dealership.
I understand. It's a
bid process.
It's a bid process, and it doesn't charge anyone to bid. They can get the documents for free, so there's no charge to look at the bid, to acquire the documents, all that.
Okay.
And it doesn't cost us, meaning the township, money to use the platform either. The only way they generate revenue is the successful bidder. It's 1/3 of 1%.
Yeah.
So, it is a fee, but it's a fairly low fee, certainly for the scopes that we're talking about. So, like, for example, the Waco bid, which is $187,000, they'll eventually get an invoice for, I think, like $575, right? But companies like Waco and the larger, you know, companies that are geared towards this type of bidding format, they have no issue, you know, paying those fees. But I don't disagree. There's a lot of, like, lower scoped items here. I don't know if certain people will actually use the PennBid format, but...
Well, we also could go to bid on PennBid and not find anybody who wants to do it because the price is that low.
It could be that, yeah.
Just like when we, you know, one of the times we tried to sell the truck, right, and we had no bidders.
No bidders.
But by this way, we're getting it in front of them, and they don't have to drive over here. They don't have to look at the dispatch. They can get it in a place they're used to getting it. I believe the way he described it, they pick out certain things to get alerts on, and they can get an alert when there's a job that would be suitable to the kind of work that they do, so they know it's there to be able to pay attention to it, based on what he told us at the workshop.
Yeah, they have a huge database, so they have all kinds of contractors of all sorts. And so when we list a bid, then everybody who's in the system gets notified. Now they can choose whether, you know, whether they're interested or not, but I mean everybody gets notified. They get constant, you know, correspondence. Generally, I'm assuming emails. So, like, for instance, if we're going to do like security stuff, anybody that's a security company that's in the PennBid system will get notified of the work. I mean, it'll blast out to them.
The other thing that the micro-sized contractor can do is, you know, if they see who is bidding, they can contact them and be a sub with those bidders.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a platform. It's being widely used by a lot of municipalities. You know, and I, even locally, our adjoining townships are using it now. So. I believe we do this process and see what we get, and we may.
How much can you stop it?
We may get like certain items in our you know 8 or 9 list of scope items. Some may not get any bids at all because the right entities aren't looking at it. I mean that's a possibility.
It would be great if we had one GC that bid the whole thing, and then went out and got their subs for the little pieces.
Well, my main issue is that they run all or nothing. You know, you can't run ads and have people come to you and bid on it, which to me, that's BS. It's like the cable company. You got to pay Blue Ridge. Mm-hmm. So now everything's got to go through PennBid. We can't get local bids out ourselves, which I disagree with. You're locking it in.
One of the things that they told us during the workshop was that when we had questions, one of the great things about this system is you can respond to the question, and every person who has viewed that bid opportunity gets that answer. So if you needed a clarification, you don't have to, like the last time around, you were mailing out packets again with the salt, because some people had sent stuff in this way and some people had done it on the system. It automatically, you post the answer and it pushes it out to everyone who's been interested in the opportunity. So they all get the same information at the same time. And they all know, you know, the results. So
again, that's not the point of generally.
I'm
not saying the system doesn't work. I'm just saying it's an all or nothing system.
Yes. I mean, if you use the system, then you have to honor the system, meaning you can't pick them up publicly or locally. Yeah.
To me, that's not a true bid process. It's just selective bidding.
I mean,
that's my point.
No, I agree, and that was my concern originally as well. I mean, but it is a system. It's endorsed, you know, throughout the state. And it's widely used. You know, it's a convenient platform. Like when we propose a site walk, like I feel like for this next round of bids that I need to do a bid walk.
A pre-bid meeting.
A pre-bid meeting. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to put it in the language to do a pre-bid meeting. And then if there's things that come out of the pre-bid meeting or, you know, questions, I can add that to the bid and upload it to the system, and everybody sees it at the same time instantaneously. So, I mean, there are advantages to it. I think
no doubt. No doubt.
I'm becoming more convinced that the advantages outweigh, you know, some of the drawbacks that I saw.
I've just never been one for a monopoly on anything. And it's a monopoly. If you join them, every bid has to go through.
I mean, it's a technology thing that's growing momentum.
We're moving forward with it, so we'll stop kicking the dead horse.
So I just need a date. You know, can we use the 9th as a bid opening date?
Oh, do we want to do it then? I guess we have to make it sooner rather than later if we hope to have it done before elections.
I mean, I know it might be a busy night, but we'll all be rested from the holiday.
At the worst, we'll be saying subject to review.
We could, The 9th is
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, because of the holiday, we moved all of our non-meeting night meetings to Wednesdays so that they're the same, whether it's because of a holiday or because of elections. And that worked better for Tony, so.
We could.
Right. Trying to get that Morton Salt. Oh, would you drop it off so I could sign the paperwork?
Yeah. Do you mean the bid?
Isn't there papers in there I have to sign?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think we just notify them. What's been your procurement procedure in the past? Like, do you...
American Salt with one sheet of paper. I signed it, ain't be able to back to it.
A notice of award.
Yep.
So can we reduce the price of the advertisement by just directing the rest of the advertisement to the website? Like,
well,
we are bidding for this?
That's what we're going
to
do.
You're going to have to do the specific, like there's an ID number that's associated with the bid when you put it up on PennBid, right? And so you have a name for the project and an ID number that you would put in the ad to direct them to. Instead of having to give a big long description.
A short paragraph.
The rest will be directed towards our website.
To the PennBid, yeah.
Short and
sweet.
To
the PennBid or to our website?
No, PennBid.
No, PennBid.
I would do it directed to PennBid,
Right. And then that way, Shahada, when John, like you said, if he has questions at the pre-bid meeting, and he gives answers on the system, everyone gets them without you having to mail stuff to this person or that person or Gary to have to make phone calls and talk to people. Everyone gets all the same information at the same time through the system.
Question, back to the salt. When do you receive the salt? Like, how do you typically?
When I call them for it.
Just when you call them.
Right. He usually calls in lots, right? It's a little pieces at a time.
So
I'll fill the bins probably right around the middle of November.
Yeah. So typically, based on what I talked about with PennBid, is that we have to go in and approve the bid or accept their bid and award it. So you can actually do that in PennBid's system.
You take care of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't actually sign anything. We essentially go in.
Or one of you.
We award it.
Yeah, one of you is that.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because if they need to know that you awarded it so that they can collect their fee.
Well, yeah, they can collect the fee. But yeah, but so essentially.
And everyone else knows who got the award.
Yes, they know who that it's been awarded and they know who got it. So here, and I had a question for Tony, but he's not here tonight. I don't know if we're obligated to share all the bids publicly, other than it'll become apparent when we award the bid who received the awarding bid.
And you have to do the same thing with Waco, correct?
We will, yes. So after I review it and I send you guys an email saying that it's acceptable and there's no deficiencies, then we would do the same thing. We would go into the system and award the bid. But my question was whether, you know, we're obligated to give a summary of all the bids.
I think the bid tab...
It's
automatically populated, but it's not...
It's not public
It's not
view.
Visible to them.
It's not public view.
So they have to what? They have to record request it if they want it?
Yeah, they'd have to record request it, or we can make it available.
Gotcha.
Those other bidders will probably be calling, want to know what the bids are.
Yeah.
As they do.
I mean, they can, but we can make it public record. I mean, we can show everybody where they fell, or they'll know when the bid is awarded and who received it.
I'm all for transparency.
Oh, me too. I have nothing to hide.
If they call, you'll tell them what the bids were, right?
Yeah, but see, then we're taking up staff time, right? That we don't have to take up.
That's the whole thing with using PennBid is we don't have to spend the time telling everybody who won. They could just go on and look. Yes. So we could, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, we can certainly do that and just make it public knowledge that, we awarded Morton Salt or we awarded Waco, but here's where everybody fell.
Yeah, I don't care.
I would do that.
You can do that.
Yeah. Sounds okay. Good.
So we'll work with you.
Give you an opportunity for more competition the next time.
Yes.
Yeah. I have one quick question on the salt. So the salt bid was awarded to American Salt?
No.
No, Morton.
Morton Salt.
Okay. But I know you said something about American Salt. I didn't know that was.
No,
that.
American Salt did not even bid.
Okay.
They did. And Morton was low.
American Salt was our previous salt supplier for years.
And that was for $50,654.50?
Yes.
For 450 tons, right?
Yes. There's nothing else. I'll make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
Wait a minute. One more question.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Come on, guys. It's only been 20 minutes. I don't know the scope of work for the parking lot. But I mean, is it safe to assume in my mind that they're going to mill the old?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. I have
to ask. Okay.
They won't bring a milling machine here for that. They'll rip it up.
No, they'll mill it. He's got a miller.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
That's a little job.
Sitting up here in a parking lot the other day.
No kidding.
Surprised me to see Waco with a miller.
Yeah, look, this little job they can have out of here in 2 hours.
Yeah. It says milling. We'll see what he does.
They might be selling millings too.
And they're definitely taking the dip out of the walk, right? Where it's floating all the
time. Yes, that's all in the plans. It's gold. Yep.
That'd be nice. Get rid of the puddle.
Mm-hmm. Hey, anything else?
Just one thing. I'm sorry. I know you're doing the parking lot now, but what about the other parts of the project? What's going on with? To be clear on my end, please. What's going on with the other parts of the project as far as, the building itself?
Well, we just discussed that for the last 20 minutes.
What? I'm sorry?
That's what's going to bid. The rest are going to bid on PennBid with bids due on September 9th.
Okay.
That's what we were discussing.
Yeah.
Is there a bid amount on that yet, or, a bid estimate on that?
There's estimates, but, yeah.
There were estimates, but that... unless you record request it, we're not sharing it because we don't want to give anybody ideas of what to charge.
But as far as a startup on that, that would come after the parking lot. Would I be correct?
Correct. Yeah. It should, theoretically, but if it sort of depends on Waco's queue schedule. And the queue of these other folks who get awarded a bid. But Waco's going to get their award now. They'll have the ability to move forward.
As they're ready.
Right.
As quick as possible. Waco's working the memoirs.
Yeah. We'll notify them tomorrow.
Yeah. I believe they got quite a bit of Matamoros' paving product.
I mean, I started going through their bid. It looks very complete. So it's just, I think we just make the award tomorrow. And
I know they're paving the Matamoros. That's what we're seeing.
We'll get them up, but I'll be in touch tomorrow.
Thank you. Sean, I would very much appreciate if you would send all those documents to the analyst, like right away. If you're not sure, you know, who the analyst is, it'll be for the two grants we'll have to send them. So Liz Henry is definitely one of those, and I think she might be for both of them, but we need to check. And they'll need the bid tabs, they'll need the contract, they'll need the performance and payment bond, and they'll need their insurance certificate that'll name the CFA and that will name us. They'll need all those documents ASAP. That way, if the analyst sees something missing, they can tag it now. But in the bid package that they submitted, did they give us the signed anti-discrimination clause?
I'll go through it. I didn't see it, but
okay, because we have to have that signed. So we want to make sure that we get any of those things in ASAP so that we don't have any delays in getting them paid. And we want to get that out to her with the which contract numbers, the first two contract numbers, the first contract first because it's for only paving. And then the second contract, because the first contract is only for $100,000. So that will take that whole grant with the one contract, you know, with the one award. And then the rest will roll over to the second grant.
So the OSA grants, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As I remember. Okay.
Yeah. But it gets complicated when you have one project, but you're funding it with two different grants or three different grants. So for the paving, it'll be two grants out of the three. And then for the rest of the project, it'll be two grants out of the three, but it'll be the other two.
Are they all LSA grants?
Yes.
All three of them?
Yeah, I believe two Monroe and one statewide, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Okay.
Might be the other way around. All funds originated with gambling. So statewide's originate with online gambling, and the Monroe's originate with gambling at Mount Airy. Did I hear you make a motion? Or is there? Should we do going once, going twice?